are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? Welcome to another installment of Asian Wave 101, your weekly dose of Asian music and pop culture news. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm Steve Zhang, and here at CITR 101.9 FM, we are in the midst of our annual fund drive. We're raising money to support the creation of our new website and digitizing our collection of reel-to-reels, which contains decades of radio content from CITR, as well as supporting our move to a brand new facility. We're approaching the end of our week to fund drive, but currently, we're sitting at over $26,000, so we still have a ways to go to our goal of $40,000. So please donate if you can. Call in now to our donation hotline, 604-822-8648. Operators are standing by to take your call, and for pledges of certain amounts, we have some amazing prizes set aside for you. To kick off our Fun Drive show, I've lined up a song for us to just get hype, get crazy to, and it's fittingly titled Crazy. It's the latest release from Korean girl group 4Minute, and they opted for a more urban sound with this one. It's got a real heavy, hard-hitting boom-bop beat and features some auto-rap verses that maybe will make you cringe, maybe they'll make you cry, maybe they'll feel whatever, but the high point of this song is for sure the amazing chorus sung by member Kayun, and the song is self-explanatory, really. Get crazy, get wild, that kind of thing. That's coming up next, 4Minute Crazy. Let's get wild, let's get hype for Fun Drive, y'all. Coming up next. That was 4 Minute with Crazy, and now hopefully you're all pumped and ready to enjoy the day. Once again, here at CITR, our annual fund drive is underway, so call in now to donate 604-822-8648 or donate online at www.citr.ca. Look for the red fund drive button. If you donate $30, you get the Friends of CITR card, which gets you a discount at businesses around Vancouver, including the Dunlevy Snack Bar, Audio Pile, and Beat Street Records. Next song coming up is by Taiwanese singer-songwriter Yoga Lin, released in May of last year. The song is called Speaking in Tongues, and it's a light rock song written and composed by himself with a little help from Taiwanese indie rock band Elephant Gym. And the song is more or less about contemplating departure, as evidenced by the lyrics, "I'm so close to an exit, no excuse, don't let me stop, don't secretly hold me back anymore." But as the song goes on, it changes from what I just said to becoming, "From now on, there will be no more stopping, nearing a new universe." It's like the song is reflecting a progression, moving onto a new part of life, of just living. Whatever the case is, though, it's personal to him, as it was released shortly before he enlisted for his mandatory military duty in Taiwan. Whatever the case, the story behind it is now only known to him. So best of luck to him and in all that he has in store for him at present. And that will be his song, Speaking in Tongues, coming up next. All right, that was Yoga Lin with Speaking in Tongues on CITR 101.9 FM. And if you're just tuning in now, we here at CITR are currently in the midst of our annual fund drive. Help us reach our goal of $40,000 to keep this station going strong. Call in now to make a pledge, 604-822-8648, and get a hold of some swag too. And I was just alerted not too long ago that I just got a pledge from a very special person. Thank you to Rohit for increasing our total to $26,000. $26,195 in total. We still have a ways to go, but it is steadily increasing. So call in now, 604-822-8648. Thank you to Rohit. Thank you so much for the pledge, and hopefully we can keep this momentum going. Now, I got another track coming your way. It's by Selena of the famous Taiwanese pop group SHE. The song is called Zixianqu, which means own choice or also called multiple choice. It's a ballad, but it's actually a pretty fresh take on the ballad, which is a good old Mandopop staple. She describes how when in love, there are different outcomes, and she gives these options like a multiple choice question. You know, A, should I love? B, should I hate? C, should I do both? Should I persevere or let it go? Or should I just forget about it and forget myself as well? Stuff like that. She essentially says that you're the one who needs to make the choice, and how and when in this situation. At the end, she's unsure, but once she knows, she wants to sing her choice out to the world. So it's sad, it's kind of melancholy, but also rather sweet once you think about it. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101 Fun Drive Edition.
Hey, dude. Hey, listeners. You're tuned in to CITR's Fun Drive.
What is CITR? What is Fun Drive?
CITR is a campus and community radio station. Every year, we hold a fundraiser so the station can stay healthy.
Healthy? Shall I initiate the surgeon sequence?
No, computer. I don't mean healthy like that. This year, we're raising money to open a new website and digitize over 60 years of archival material.
So let's get digital.
Hey, now. That's my line. Anyhow, our goal is $40,000 to connect our community to CITR's unique range of alternative content.
What is community?
Well, community is connection, and with a new website and public access to digitized archives, we'll have new ways of connecting with the past and the future.
Future? What is my future?
That means new podcast archives, means of showcasing our best programs, streams, Discord accessibility, programmer profiles. The possibilities are endless.
What will I be in the future? Will I become endless?
So donate now and receive great prizes. Call in the 604 UBC unit or go online at citr.ca.
Finale. The end.
And my finale.
And my fun drive. What is real? Lead. What is computer?
Help. Yes, computer.
Let me just get that off.
And remember to check out the Fun Drive finale at Pat's Pub. It's March 6th. And thank you all for your continued support of CITR.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Hey, we are back on the special Fun Drive edition of Asian Wave 101. We have a pledge line set up, and our lovely operators are standing by to take your calls. The number is, once again, 604-822-8648. If you make a pledge of $101.90, $101.90, or 101.9, you get not only the Friends of CITR card, you get your choice of the CITR toque or a Discorder scarf. And in addition to that, you get a Sub Pop cassette, and all donors will be recognized online and in the March issue of Discorder magazine. The next track I have for you is an epic collaboration by two superstars of the two industries we follow here at Asian Wave 101. Jung Yong-hwa, frontman of Korean rock band CN Blue, in a duet with Singaporean mandopop star JJ Lin. The song is called Checkmate off Yong-hwa's first solo album. It features trilingual lyrics, Mandarin, Korean, and English, and it's a pop rock style that suits both these artists perfectly. So now these artists, the lyrics, I should say, is actually quite creative in the sense that because it's called Checkmate, they're actually using kind of the idea of chess as a bit of a metaphor. And it says within the first little bit, you know, all around this place are swords and shields. People become enemies, piercing, ripping, and disappearing, kind of like chess in itself. But the main message of the song is that I'm going to be there for you. I will fight for you. I will protect you. That kind of lovey-dovey stuff. And this is truly, truly Asian Wave, everyone. Two amazing artists working together to create music for all to enjoy. This is what I hope to see the Asian pop industry develop into in the future. Music transcending all language and cultural barriers, and talented artists coming together to deliver stellar work. I might make this into the official theme song of Asian Wave 101 from now on, but we'll see about that. Jung Yong-hwa, JJ Lin, and with Checkmate, and afterwards we got our Canadian Artist of the Week. Stick around, guys.
We end.
All right, that was Chung Yonghua and JJ Lin with Checkmate. And of course, right now we are in the midst of our fund drive. Y'all got to call in and donate. You can even call our on-air number, 604-822-2487, to talk to me. But I highly recommend that you call the pledge line, 604-822-8648, instead. And now to kick the mood back up, get it hyped for fund drive. Once again, Jay Rise with Turn It Up.
Yeah, makers, if you're riding right now, turn this shit up. Let's go. I keep it real 100, yeah. Taking trips out of the country, and everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up, and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant, and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. I'm riding with the windows down, I'm rapping on some real shit. I'm talking about when the music's loud, so you can actually feel this. I be rapping on any beat I like, motherfuckers know I still kill it. For the ones that riding in whips, not the ones that busting no real shit. I had to switch my shit up for my girls that love them trap beats. And the fakes trying to attack me, it's the same damn people trying to dap me. I'm trying to be the one, but I see no love, and they already know who they speaking of. Y'all losing, but I'm cruising, and my gas ain't full of that premium. And that's A grade. I'm taking advantage of paydays. This ain't the right track to get lyrical on, so your bitch ass hitters can stay lame. Shut the fuck up and try to turn up, and you ain't nobody we heard of. My team riding right beside me, and none of y'all bullshit concerns us. I keep it real 100, taking trips out of the country, and everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up, and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant, and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant, and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up, cause I decided to. I hold it down, I'm in grab mode, I'm hustling more when I'm running the show. This my sound, my rhyme flows, I've done it before when it's nothing but dope. I got a plan, premeditated, for anyone that's never heard of me. Cause I murder beats like first degree, and I get stronger like Hercules. Personally, this is exercise, I get a beat that's mainstream. It ain't hurting me, spit better rhymes, I'm still after them same dreams. You don't have
have to like me. Nah. Shit, you don't have to like this song. No. I used to have them headsets and I blaze the beat when the mic is on. That's clear vision, clear mind, flying in the air, that's hang time. Yep. Economy to that first class, throw up the peace, no gang sign. Nah. So go ahead, bring in the hate, but I ain't got no spare time. Nope. My stewardess, bring me a steak and that teller ass right there is fine. I keep it real 100, taking trips out of the country. And everywhere I go, people looking at me funny. Cause the music is too turned up and I'm riding through the city. It's turned up, it's so ignorant and I'm riding through the city. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up cause I decided to. So ignorant and you listening, that bass loud when I'm riding through. I turn it up, I turn it up, I turn it up cause I decided to. Bitch, this one right here, it's for the ones that's riding in their whips. That bass loud when I'm riding through.
That was Chung Yonghua with JJ Lin with Checkmate, and after that was Jay Rise, Toronto-based rapper and producer with Turn It Up. Now, here at Asian Wave 101, I'm all about sharing Asian culture with all the dear listeners tuning in now, and one thing I don't usually cover is food. Now, I love Asian food of all kinds, and not just because I grew up eating it, but because it's so good. So I want to share that with you. Call to our pledge line now, 604-822-8648, and by donating just $10, I'm going to hook you up with this lovely 10% off voucher to Shang Noodle House. They got two locations, one in New Westminster and one in Richmond, so you got some options with this one. I'm going to hook you up with one of these vouchers so you can go in and check out some of their amazing noodle soups, some of the best that I've ever had. I've eaten there a lot. They got everything that you can possibly imagine, Chinese noodle soups, Japanese ramen, what you got, what you want, they probably got, so you definitely want to check this out. $10, and I'm going to hook you up with one of these vouchers, maybe even two, you never know. And also, for a pledge of $60 or more, you can hire me as a special event MC for whatever event of your choosing. You can hire me on like that. And you know what? That's a good idea too, because who doesn't get enough of my corny, cheesy jokes and stupid humor? But anyway, we're going to move on to our next segment. Once again, just really quickly, the number is 604-822-8648. We're going to move on to our next segment, the one where we cover just some of the latest headlines from the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So I'm going to keep this quick today. So the first up, in movie news, Jackie Chan's Dragon Blade takes the top spot in the Chinese box office. Hong Kong action legend Jackie Chan celebrated the success of his latest historical action movie, Dragon Blade, which this week passed the $80 million threshold in China and responded to accusations of nationalism by saying he was a proud patriot. Chan stars as the commander of the Protectorate of the Western Regions, who teams up with Roman legionnaire Lucius to protect China's borders and sovereignty, prompting accusations he is portraying a patriot to secure more ticket sales. In response, Chan stated, "I have always been a patriot. Is it wrong? If people are cursed for being a patriot, please curse me," Chan told the official website for CCTV 6. 7 years ago, I wanted to do this film. I didn't make the film because the government policy wants to protect the Silk Road. I am ahead of them. I hope Chairman Xi Jinping, current president of China, gets to watch this film. The Lunar New Year is one of China's biggest times for the music industry, with a reputation for giving great boosts to ticket sales. And this year, Dragon Blade was the big winner of the Lunar New Year movie season, raking in $72 million in the first 6 days of release. Starring Jackie Chan, John Cusack, and Adrian Brody, and directed by Daniel Lee, Dragon Blade is based on a story about a missing legion of Roman legionnaries that traveled into China in 48 BC. The cast also includes South Korea's Choi Siwon, who is of K-pop boy band Super Junior, and Cusack plays Lucius, a Roman general who led a legion of 1,000 soldiers into Han Dynasty, China, along with the Roman general, with the heir to the position of Rome's consul, with Brody playing Tiberius, who assassinated the previous consul and seeks to secure the position for himself. In other news, Jackie recently welcomed home his son JC after JC spent 6 months in prison for possession and use of marijuana, and the family was able to spend the new year together. Now, as a big fan of Jackie Chan, I'm just glad he's still doing music. Whatever the accusations, did I just say music? I can't believe it. I'm sorry. I'm so excited about Fun Drive that I'm losing my own train of thought. I'm just glad that he's still doing movies. As a huge fan of his work, just, you know, brings me so much joy. It takes me back to my childhood to see that he's still doing movies. Whatever the case may be, hopefully he's doing well, and hopefully he's spending some quality time with his son, because God knows he really needs it right now. Next up, from South Korea, acclaimed hip-hop producer Primary is rumored to be preparing for a comeback after more than 2 years away from the spotlight. Hip-hop fans were excited to hear this news once reports of a collaboration with singer Kim Yerim of indie rock band Hyoko began surfacing online. It's reported that they will begin filming for the song, the music video for the song, March 6th in Aomori, Japan. No date for official promotions to begin has been set, but it is being reported an album will be released within the year. When asked to confirm these rumors, Amoeba Culture, the label that signs Primary, stated, "It's true that Primary is working on songs like he always does, but we have not confirmed any details regarding what kind of song or what time period he'd make a comeback." Primary has worked with various talented artists in the past, such as dynamic duo Zion T and Bumkey, with his latest collaboration being Air featuring Simon Dominic, dynamic duo, which was released back in December of 2012. So it has been a very long time since he's made a return, since he's made music in the industry. He's been away from the spotlight for so long. I personally am a big fan of his music, so to that I say, well, it's about time. I'm really eager to hear some of the music that he's got lined up. He's an amazing producer, and the collaborations that he has are absolutely amazing, so I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, that'll actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News segment. Be sure to tune back in next week, where we'll cover some more stories more than this week, and we'll see what else we'll be making headlines within the next little bit. Once again, we are in the midst of our annual fund drive to make a pledge. Call in 604-822-8648. We got some operators standing by to take your calls, so be sure to give them a shout. And of course, if for the matter of convenience, you can donate online as well. Go to citr.ca and check out the Fund Drive tab on the main page. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got some guests coming in here to talk about some stuff, and we got some more music as well. Stick around, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Every year, CITR wraps up the annual Fund Drive fundraiser by throwing a party with local bands and a silent auction. This year, our finale is happening on Friday, March 6th at Pat's Pub, and the theme is Band Lottery. We're recruiting talented local musicians, throwing their names into a hat, and drawing out new bands. After a week of collaboration, they're going to perform brand new material for the first and possibly last time at the Fund Drive finale. This year's bands will include members of What's Wrong, Tohei, Still Creek Murder, Death Prism, Marcus Naslin, Cascadia, Get Over It, Mosfet, Doppelganger, Nervous Operator, The Plodes, Underpass, So You Think You Can Sleep, Trash Bay, Vancouver, Eden Fine Day, Village, Candela Farm, Soft Serve, Invasives, Low Levels, The Hanson Brothers, Other Jesus, Terror Bird, Nervous Talk, Defectors, Mormon Crosses, Diane, Clover Honey, Supermoon, Cowards, and more. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door, and available online at Brown Paper Tickets. The 2015 Fun Drive finale will happen this Friday, March 6th at Pat's Pub.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right now I got two guests in the studio with me today. So, you know what? Why don't you introduce yourselves? These are two very familiar voices, but why don't you tell my audience a little bit about yourselves?
This is Jonathan. I'm the host of Cue It Up, which is a Before Your Show, Steve.
Yeah. Actually.
And I'm Rohit Joseph, the host, one of the hosts of the Arts Report, and that's the show that's literally right after this one.
Yeah, so I got my...
How convenient.
Yeah, convenient coincidences.
Yeah. I got my two brothers from neighboring slots in with here.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Nah, from neighboring slots in here.
That could also be taken in a different
way. Get your mind out the gutter, man.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, I brought you guys in here today because I wanted to talk a little bit kind of about what CITR is to our community, you know, because you drop in here to CITR and you take a look around the station, and it's very clear that we have a very diverse membership base. We got insane amounts of programming that is so diverse, 90 different shows, 7 different languages. And to me, honestly, it's like CITR is an embodiment, a reflection, and in some, and just really an extension of our community itself. And, you know, because like it's crazy how this station does so much for the community. And, you know, I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, speaking from personal experience, this was the first and only club really in UBC that I've been emotionally invested in, like, and actually caring about it on a personal level. And I mean, it's given me a lot of opportunities. For anybody who's trying to figure out their way in the world and trying to figure out how they maybe want to pursue a career in the media, then this is the place to be. I mean, in the end, like, I ended up getting some really good practical hands-on experience in hosting a show, but also helping out CITR as a whole, helping the station, ending up working for the station, and it's ended up giving me a lot of different types of experience, a lot of different roles, and meeting people and getting to know parts of the community that I otherwise would not have had a clue about. And honestly, yeah, it's contributed a lot for my own personal you know, accomplishments and experience and grounding. So yeah, it's been a pretty life-changing experience just volunteering at the station and then ending up getting, you know, wrapped up into it and now working for the station and hosting a show. It's a great experience overall, and I think people who are open-minded and just want to come in and find a community of people who are like-minded but also also genuinely passionate about what they do and what they're into, then this is the place to be. I mean, whether you're an aspiring musician or journalist, that doesn't even matter as much as do you genuinely like music. Okay, doesn't matter the genre of music, you're going to be accepted here as long as you kind of you know, you know your stuff and you you really show it and you really are passionate about that. All right, what about from Mr. Q?
Oh, I don't have a soliloquy to drop, but I do agree. I do agree with you, Rohit. And, you know, for you, just coming from the career perspective, there is so much valuable experience for people who are interested in getting into journalism, students who are interested in getting into journalism up at CITR that they wouldn't really be able to get anywhere else. But, you know, even from, like, a community perspective, yeah, just being able to get in here, and, like, you spoke to that, it's like anyone can come in here and just be able to start getting ready to go on air and have a voice in the public sphere and have a voice on media. And you know what? That's very important. Like, it's very important to us at CITR as well, just being able to provide as many different people a voice that they wouldn't be able to access in the mainstream. You know, the mainstream purports to, like...
And this is the other thing. We are not only accepting, we're embracing the weird. We, like, genuinely look for people who want to show us, like, all right, you have some crazy new experimental music. Yeah, please provide us with that because we need that. You know, like, that's the kind of atmosphere you're at here in CITR. There's very few places that are embracing weird or non-mainstream, non-conforming kind of music, especially. When it comes to music, people usually are kind of like, you know, oh yeah, I like a little bit of everything. But here at CITR, we can genuinely say that people who are at the station, working for the station, you kind of adopt that philosophy of liking everything because you're around so many people who will defend to the death their musical interests.
You also get programmers, you know, some programmers been here for many, many, many years.
And yeah, decades just, even.
They, you know, they have a lot of knowledge, and, you know, they have a lot of specialized knowledge. And just being able to listen to CITR, like, tap into that specialized knowledge from someone who's really been spent spending years learning about a genre that they particularly love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, for sure, that's something that I absolutely love about the station that I truly do admire because, you know, compared to both you guys, Rohit and John, I'm actually the newbie at the station because I've been here, I've been a member for quite a while, but I haven't been doing this for very long. I've been doing this as of now, as of this past Sunday. It's been 10 months since I started doing this show. Mm-hmm. That's barely even a year. So, and I mean, just going around the station and just seeing everyone, it's unbelievable to me actually how strong this station actually is. Everyone has something unique to themselves. Everyone has something that they're passionate about that they want to share with everyone. And this kind of gives them an outlet for that. And together we kind of built this amazing thing that we got going on for here. And I don't think some people realize that. It's like there are people who may look down on the station, and there are some people who do look down on the station probably because they say, oh, you guys don't have the same, we don't have the same pull as a different station, as a larger station might. But just being this reflection of the community, it's so diverse and it's just unbelievably strong. I don't think I can emphasize that enough, actually. And it's true because the thing is that one thing that's always struck me about CITR is just how diverse it is. And it's given me the platform to kind of build this show, to kind of give me an outlet to share something that I truly love, that I want to bring to the rest of, to however many listeners that we may have out there. And this is something that is unfamiliar to a lot of people. And the thing is that I truly hope that it's given me an opportunity to present my show, to present the content that I choose in a way, in a method that's not only enjoyable, but also relatable, you know, because like everyone knows, like I'm Chinese, but I'm also Canadian. So I kind of have something that is from a culture that is my culture, the culture that I grew up in at home with my family. But it's also something that's viewed through the eyes of someone who's been exposed to so many amazing cultures, to so many different things in a city like Vancouver. So, I mean, this station, it's given me my start and it's given me kind of like a real passion to do what I'm doing right now. So I want to see this continue going strong, to continue to thrive and be healthy. So, yeah, I really can't express how much this station actually means to me. You know?
Man, you said it all right there. You said it all. I actually have a message to those detractors, those haters. I think a lot of them tend to be... Actually, I think the sad truth is a lot of them tend to be UBC students. They're like, why do we pay this $5 fee or whatever, you know, for CITR? And it's like... until you have actually visited the station and tried to join, like, you won't really understand. You won't understand until you come in here and just see the community and the atmosphere. We're not pretentious. We're not at all elitist. I feel that might be, like, maybe the wrong impression that people get when people think of, oh, a tight-knit radio community. No, this is a group of people that are... a lot of them are students, a lot of them are trying to get by, but you also get community members who've been a part of the station since they were students, and then they're still very invested in Vancouver's music community. Basically, we're just trying to keep the independent music community of Vancouver alive and thriving.
Mm-hmm. It's just one big, I guess you could say it's one big ecosystem. The station kind of gives this platform for the independent music scene. And it's also just a platform for people who just, I said it before, it's a platform for people who want to express themselves to, you know, kind of have a voice where they wouldn't find it otherwise. And I mean, like, why look down on that? We're just trying to reach out to the community. We're just trying to be there for the community to provide these opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise. And then they see, oh man, look at the decrepit station. It's so old. What could they possibly do from there? And I'm paying them $5.
Don't hate till you participate.
Exactly. There it is.
Mic drop.
Mic drop moment right there, man. Yeah. John, you actually been kind of quiet over there. You got, I'm sure you got something else to add, man. You like VP student exec, so, you know.
Donate now by calling 604 UBC unit
822-8648,
or you can go online to citr.ca. I spotted a new prize for anyone who might be listening. The first person to call in at that number and donate whatever amount is able to pick up a copy of Death from Above 1979's The Physical World with some stickers as well. So long as they call and donate and mention Discord or radio.
There you go.
So, people are on the lines right now. We're ready to put this money to fantastic use. And,
Yeah. And I may as well just shamelessly plug my own prize right now. Drop 10 bucks to Asian Wave 101, and I can get you one, maybe even two, of these lovely 10% off vouchers to Shang Noodle House, one of the best restaurants that I've been to. Amazing noodle soups.
Oh, snap.
So, yeah, you can come in and check that out. They got two locations, once again, so you got some options there. I'm going to hook you up with one of these, and you can go and enjoy some noodle soup. You know, bring your friends and bring your family as well. So, yeah. Courtesy of myself and Asian Wave 101 and CITR as well. So, yeah, I mean, this has been an amazing discussion. Thank you guys both for coming on.
No problem, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. This is a really, really amazing kind of just really a chance for me to kind of just lay it out all there, because sometimes I really do find that I don't express it enough. But it's crazy because, you know, this station, stuff like this is actually important. And I don't think a lot of people do realize that. So, yeah. But while I got you here, though, ready to check out some music, why not?
Sure, man. What you got?
All right. So I thought about it a little bit, and I realized that I didn't play enough, like, really good female rappers.
Oh.
You know? So recently in Korea, in South Korea, there's been this competition show called Unpretty Rap Star. And basically, it's they've invited 8 female MCs to kind of go on the show, and they're competing with each other. And then they have weekly, it's done week by week. So every week there's usually a challenge for them. Mm-hmm. So whoever wins the challenge actually gets to kind of write verses to a track that's produced by a very well-known person within the hip hop industry.
Nice.
So, so this week actually, I have a song, and all these songs are actually going to be on the Unpretty Rap Star compilation album.
Yeah.
And I will say this, though. Some people have been watching it, and I've been watching it myself as well. Now, of the 8 rappers on right now, there's actually one who's actually a pop idol, like a K-pop idol. And I thought...
So much for Unpretty? Is that what they were going for? Yeah. Unpretty?
I
don't know if that's a lost in translation kind of thing, but yeah.
I'm not too sure. But but definitely, I've seen it, and she, like... People kind of got this conception of idols being these people that just repeat these lyrics that writers and producers give them, which to a very large extent, that is actually true.
Okay.
that is actually true.
But
this girl has actually surprised me, because she actually has displayed some lyrical writing ability. But one of the judges on one of the episodes actually kind of commented that she was kind of a little bit all over the place. It wasn't really as organized as it could have been. But she's already proving a lot of doubters wrong, even some of the people on the show. But the song that I have is by two of the other contestants, one who goes by the name of Cheetah and the other who's called Jesse. Now, this track is called My Type, and it was produced by the legendary Korean MC Verbal Jint, who was he is the OG. He is the one who kind of took the craft to a whole nother level back in the early 2000s. And it actually features the main vocalist from Korean group MIB, and the dude's name is Kangnam, and he's doing the hook for the song. So the song is called My Type. Jesse actually raps quite a bit in English, so you can kind of get the drift of the song that way. All right. Y'all ready to check it out?
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right. Jesse, Cheetah, featuring Kangnam, My Type.
I'm Pretty Rap Stars.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Uh-huh.
What's your type, baby? Come on.
Yeah.
구체적인 게 좋아. 다 말해줘, 내 얘기.
Yeah.
같이 돼도 돼, it's alright. It's alright. 너 함께 걷는 내 손도. 또 피해줬으면 하는 옷도. 빠짐없이 내게 말해줘. Girl, everything I think 나 자신 있어.
What I need, man, a big baller. Boss man, do the shot caller. I need a smooth ride, a stallion. 비가 쏠려, 뜨거워진 올라. 복종, 다가와서 뽀뽀해. 내 목과 다리 부드럽게 접촉해. I'm the queen, 오늘 밤 제대로 모셔. 건조하는 등이 발라, baby lotion.
구체적인 게 좋아, 다 말해줘, 나 얘기.
Come on.
Yeah.
같이 돼도 돼, it's alright, it's alright. 너 함께 걷는 내 속도. 또 피해줬으면 하는 옷도. 마지못이 내게 말해줘. Girl, everything I think 나 자신 있어. 걷어가며 다 다른 남자와는 달라.
달라.
내가 아는 그 누구보다.
Okay.
네가 원하는 걸 알아. 사소한 너의 치약까지. So give me a chance. 지금 내게 기회를 줘. You are my type.
My type,
my type, my type. And I'll be your type.
Oh.
내 이상형은 나보다도 더한 새끼. 굳이 말 안 해도 백날 남을 대는 새끼. 들보다 행동으로 한 빵을 보여주고 하는 팔 생각조차 못하게 내 머리 제끼는 새끼. You wanna check it. 그런 남자한테 들어줘 나 뺏기. 내 취미는 이게 자기 얘긴지도 모르고 살면서 엄한 여자 옆에 있는 애들 뺏기.
구체적인 게 좋아. 지금 내게 기회를 줘. You are my type.
My type.
My type. My type. My type. And I be your type.
나사 없이도 자기 능력으로 밤낮 없이 나를 주로 데려가줄. Oh, 내가 말하는 나사는 저 위고프는 게 아니야. 그건 내가 하지. Don't worry. Oh. Now put your guns up, no more fronting. Show me, baby, let me see what you pack. Body, body, body language. Body, body language. 내 몸을 불러, get rid of the underbrush.
다른 남자와는 달라.
달라. Oh.
내가 하는 그 누구보다.
Okay.
네가 원하는 걸 알아. Baby, 항상 너의 지하까지. Give me a chance,
give me a chance.
지금 내게 기회를 줘. You are my type,
my type,
my type,
my type,
my type,
my type,
my type. And I be your type.
All right, that was Jesse with Cheetah featuring Kangnam. My Type, produced by the legendary Verbal Jint off the Unpretty Rap Star compilation album. It's amazing. It's great to see that a show like Unpretty Rap Star exists to kind of give these dope female MCs kind of a chance to express themselves and show that they could do it too in a genre that was for a while very male dominated. So much props to them, especially one of my all-time, my two favorites from the show, Cheetah and Timey. Love them both. Dope flow, dope lyrics, and hope to see them do it big after this. So we've actually approached the end of the show, our Fun Drive edition for this week. So I do have one last track that I'm going to play out with, and it's by Jam Xiao, and it's called Yai Zhiming, which means it's all in the name of love. Quite self-explanatory. Again, it's all about how, you know, love is just such an amazing thing. In the name of love, everything can be possible. Love is the main instrument and the pathway to happiness. It's crazy. So yeah, I'm going to leave you off with that. And of course, don't forget, we are still in the midst of our fun drive. We're sitting at just over $26,000 right now. Help us reach our goal of $40,000. Help us keep the station healthy. Help us keep it strong. Help us to continue being this platform, this outlet for diversity, and being there for the community as it always has been. So support us. Once again, you can donate online, citr.ca. Look for the Fun Drive tab, and I'm gonna give you the number one last time, 604-822-8648. And coming up at 5 p.m we got the Arts Report. They're doing their own Fun Drive show as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, and to the donors who have pledged to Asian Wave 101, thank you so much for your support. I cannot express how much that means to me and how much that means to the station, what it means, and just how much we value all your support and all your continued love. So thank you guys so much. This has been Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. For CITR 101.9 FM, this has been Asian Wave 101. I'm going to leave you off with Jam Xiao, and don't forget, 604-822-8648. Donate now. Keep the station strong, and I'm going to toss you some swag from Asian Wave 101, too, if you donate just $10. Thanks again, everyone. Thank you so, so much, and I'll see you all next week.
Strong time.